Today's daf is of Zara daf Nun Gimel. And let us begin with the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, as we read yesterday, Ovi Kochavim Mevatel Avodas Kochavim Shel Ovi Shel Chaveiro. And Ovi Kochavim, an idol worshiper, can be Mevatel, his own idol, and any his friend's idol, any other Avodah Zarah that his friend worships. The Ron points out, based on a Gemara later on, the Chiddush is that even if the Mevatel does not worship the idol in question. Let's say a Marcolis fan wants to be Mevatel Pa'or. I mean, nothing has nothing to do with Pa'or. That's the Chiddush. It doesn't matter. One Ovid Kochavim can be Mevatel, the other Ovid Kochavim. One Ovid Kochavim can be Mevatel, the idol. The Yisrael ain't Mevatel Avodas Kochavim Shel Ovid Kochavim, but a Jew cannot. HaMevatel Avodas Kochavim, Mevatel Mishamsheha. If somebody's Mevatel an idol, so automatically the Mishamshin, whatever is used to serve that idol, is also mevutal, because once you get rid of the ikur, everything else falls away. Bitel mishamshah, but if he's just mevatel, the pots and the shovels and anything else that is used to serve the idol, so then mishamshin mutarin vihi asura. The mishamshin, which were mevatel, are mutar, because those are secondary, but the ikur, which he didn't touch, is still asur. Good. Masi le Rebbe l'Reb Shimon Berei. Rebbe said to Reb Shimon, his son, changes the gears on the side, Ovik Achavim Mevatel Avodas Kochavim Shel Ovid Shel Chaveiro. He quoted our Mishnah. An Ovik Achavim can be Mevatel an idol and his friend's idol. Amar le Rebbe, Shani Salanu B'yal Dusecha. But this is what, you're telling me that now? But when you were younger, in your former years, you told us the following version of the limud. Ovik Ochavim Mevatel Avodas Kochavim Shel Ovid Shel Yisrael, instead of Shel Chaveiro. And Ovik Ochavim can be Mevatel, his own idol, and a Jew's idol. Di Yisrael mi kabatla, mi mevatla. So before we explain what changed from Rebbe's younger and older ages, we say, but how could that be true anyway? Could you be Mevatel, a Jew's idol? V'sambaseserksiv. We learned we had yesterday that you have to believe it, you have to hide it, right? There's no being Mevatel, a Jew's item. So what does it mean that a Goy can be Mevatel it? Amr of Hillel, Braid Rebbe Vals, unusual name. Lo Nitzercha Sheyesh Lo Ba Shutvis. The Chiddush is in a case where a Jew and a guy have Shutvis in an idol. In that case is where a Goy can be Mevatel Shel Yisrael. That's what Rebbe was talking about in his younger years. But the question is, though, now, so what changed from his younger to his older years? What did he think when he was younger, when he said that a guy can be mevatel, his own, and Shel Yisrael, in the case of Shutfis? And what happened in his older years when he just said, his own, and Shel Chaveiro, mashma, he can't do anything to a Shel Yisrael. So, what changed? Bialduso Savar, so the Gemara explains, when he was younger, he held that Yisrael Adai Tadovi Kochavim Palach, a Jew doesn't really worship on his own. If he's partners with a guy, the guy is worshiping, so you know what, a Jew tags along. Okay, if a guy is doing my friend, my non-Jewish friend is doing it, I'll do it too. Kivan Tadovi Kochavim Mevatel, Tenafshei, the Yisrael Nami Mevatla. And once a guy is Mevatel, his own section, his own part of his Avodah Zarah, so a Jew also falls along. Follows with it, because a Jew is not really worshiping independently. Right? Similar to what we had a day or two ago, that a Jew has less of a connection, hopefully, a Jew has less of a connection with his idol, and therefore it loses its status right when the half of it falls away. Ubizik nuso savar, but when he got older, he says no. Yisrael adaita denafshi palach. A Jew, when he worships an idol, he does it himself. He's independent. It has nothing to do with the chelik of the guy. Ki mevatel ovik ochavim dinafshei. Di Yisrael lo batel. When ovik ochavim is mevatel, his own half, his own part, it's only his own part, but a Jew's, it doesn't touch. And therefore, that's what he meant, that a guy can mevatel his own and his friends, his non-Jewish friends. But a Jew's cannot. So that's what changed when Rebbe was younger and older. Can a Jew, when a guy is mevatel, his own chelik of a partnership of an Avodah Zarah that he has b'shufim to the Jew, does that automatically mevatel the Jew's chelik also? That's what he thought originally. Or, no, nothing to do with the Jew's chelik. The Jew's chelik is still chayav kayam, even if he's mevatel his own chelik. That's what he said, b'ziknuso. Yeah. Can you
say the same svara by a guy?
Could you say the same svara by...
Why can't he be mevatel the friends, the guy's friends?
Because we assume a guy is definitely denafshei avad. And therefore, If he, meaning once he can be mevatel his guy's total, so then surely, okay, so fine, maybe, yeah. If he can be mevatel his friend's idol, so then he can be mevatel his, well, but if a guy can be mevatel his friend's idol, does that mean even if the real owner is standing right there and still worshipping it? I think it's only if that guy is not around, and you've had this idol, and as we learned also, he mevatel balkarcho, but if you have a bittel going on, and then the Jew takes it right after the bittel before somebody else gets to worship it, then it could work. But here, you have to figure out the messias, what exactly the partner is still believing. Okay, that is part one. Says the Gemara, Ike the Masi la Seifa. Some learn the statement of Rabbi Hillel on the Seifa, on the line of Yisrael Eidem Mevatel Avot Kachavim Shalav Kachavim, that a Jew cannot be Mevatel, an idol of a guy. It's got to be a guy himself, out of Ovi Kachavim. Subshita, that's pretty obvious. Why should a Jew be able to do it? Am Rabbi Hillel, Bered Rabbi Vals, Lo Nitzricha, Sheish Lo Ba, Shutfis. Again, the Chiddush is when there a Jew has Shutfis with an Ovi Kachavim. The Kamash Malan, and the Chiddush, by saying a Jew can't do it, is what? Yisrahu Dulo Mevatel, Ovi Kachavim, Aval Ovi Kachavim, Denafshi Mevatel. A Jew cannot do the section of the Ovi Kachavim, but an Ovi Kachavim himself can be mevatel his section. We'll get to, let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about that line. Iga demasi la b'raisa. Some don't have it on the Reisha or on the Seifa, but they have it on the b'raisa, a separate source, as follows, the Tosefta. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Avodas kochavim shel Yisrael, ein la b'teila olamis. An idol of a Jew can never be nullified. Can never be nullified. My olamis, what does that mean? What's that extra word coming to teach me that it's forever? Amr of Hillel, Bredi Rabbi Vals, Lo Nisrach Ela Sheish Lo Lo Ovi Kachavim Ba Shutfis. Again, it's talking about a case where there's a shutfis between a guy and a Jew, Kamash Malan, the Yisrael Adaita Denafshe Palach. And the Chiddush is that a Yisrael is independent in his avoda of the avoda zara, and therefore the guy's bittel does not have an effect. Rashi has Votali Bedas Oved Kochav. Good. What exactly is this? We talk about, let's say there's a partnership, and a goy is mevatel half, but the other half is still, a Jew is being oved. So lamai nafkamina. The Jew is still oved avodah zarah, his half. So lamai nafkamina that the oved kochav is mevatel his half. It's still aser. So why is the Gemara trying to figure out, oh, he's only half is mevutel and not the other half. So what's lamai nafkamina? Why does it help? How does it help that half of it is mevutal? So said a couple of answers given in the postgame. The Hagos Hashri in the back, the Hagos Hashri, the Ashkenazic source on the Rush, the Rush, and the Hagos Hashri on the Rush always quotes the Arzaruas, the Ravyas, the Mordechais, all the Ashkenazic Baalei Tosfos. So the Hagos Hashri here says, Yisrael. Why? Once they, after the guys mevatale, they could split it up. Why? To habatle, v'yafilu l'man delesle breira, hacha yesh breira, to call isure avodas kochavim derabanan inu. Kach pirish rashba m'shem Rashi. Says the Agos Hashri that the iser of an idol that avodah zarah itself is asa daraisa, and the concept of having to destroy an avodah zarah is asa daraisa. But what about getting hana from avodah zarah? Getting hana from avodah zarah. So says the Agos Hashri that once a real avodah zarah you have to read it in, is asa daraisa. But in this case, once the chelik is huvrar, so then we would say this was always, this chelek of the avodah zarah was always belonging to the guy, and this chelek was always belonging to the Jew, and therefore this chelek you're allowed to get hana from. Somehow using breira, the Hagos Hashri uses. Right? Not 100% clear how he's using it, because l'chora, the issur daraisa of getting hana from avodah zarah is daraisa. The issur of getting hana from avodah zarah is daraisa. We learned it out from Sukkim. So, right, the comparison, we have the gzira shava with egla rufa and with issur hana from a mace, so we already learned the issur hana. But he must be saying that once it's split up, it is considered only nisa d'rabanan, and therefore you could say breira, and it is still going to be mutter. That's the nafkamina. The Achiezer is bothered exactly what that Hagos Hashri means. What does it mean? First of all, it is daraisa. You shouldn't say breira, as we know the sugyas of yesh breira. Do we say that the If you remember the sugya of Breira. Breira means, do we say that once something happens in the future, we already see the roots of that future event happening in the past? That's Breira. Once something is split up, do we say that, oh, this was always split up, and even the event that happened earlier didn't affect it? So here we're splitting up an idol, so do we say that once it's split up, it's as if this was never worshipped, and this belongs to the guy and his mother? So do we say that? So usually we say by Durabanan's Yesh Breira, by Daraisa's Ain Breira. That's how we paskin. So the Agos HaShri seems to say Durabanan, therefore Yesh Breira. You can split it up. But the Achiezer and the Pashas is how does, what, how does that work? It's Daraisa. So it says that Achiezer in Chelik Bei Simin Tezayin, Chaim Ozer, I think it means something else. I think that Agos HaShri has a different pshat. You have to fit it into the words, but he says as follows. L'chore Yesh Lomar, Tekivan Didispat El Chelik HaNachri Memela Ein Kan Avodazara Shlema. What the Agos HaShri means is that once the guy is Mevatel his half, you only have a half of an idol here. You have a half of an Avodah Zarah. And the din that an idol of a Jew can never have bittul done to it, that's only when it's totally belonging to a Jew. Kulo shel Yisrael. Masha'ekin bazeh, kivan da'al kol panim, chelek hanachri mizbatel, memela mizbatel ha'avodah zarah. Once a guy is mevatel his half, the whole thing falls away. De'ein avodah zarah lachatzon. V'gara me'akum shenishtaber me'aleha. It's worse than an idol that just got broken by itself. That's what the Agos HaShri means. Once the guy is mevatel his half, memela, the whole thing falls away because a Jew cannot own a half of an idol. That's his chiddush in reading, in Beis Tazayin, in reading the Agos HaShri. That's the Achiezer. The Ramban, quoted here in the Ritva also, just give it another pshat. Maybe we're talking about a case where each of them owns distinct sections of the idol. Let's say the guy owned the legs of the idol, or the hands of the idol. Then it's clear, you don't need Breira. Just this is it, and then once it's Mevutel, you can take the hands, and you could use the hands, and you could sell the hands. Rav Heishivu says, Mishkachas l'kagotchi yedua, chalkoshi yisroel, biyad o beregel, o shel kesef shanachoshes, kesef lozeh, nachoshes lozeh. That's the other straightforward answer to get out of this problem. Okay, that was all the issue, but exactly what does it mean when it is split up. Good. Next Mishnah. Kesa Mevatla. How is one Mevatel on Avodah Zarah? So when we say the guy has to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, how is he Mevatel it? So Kata Rosh Azna, you have to cut off part of the ear, Rosh Chotuba, part of the nose, Rosh Etzba, part of his fingers. Pachasa, Afabishalochisra, if I dented it, if I pushed it, if I took a hammer and I started banging down the metal, even though I didn't remove any part of the metal, that's good enough also. Bitzla. I was Mevatel it, the Gemara will talk about exactly which part of the idol did you do that on. But rock bifaneha, if I spit, or rockak bifaneha, says the Bach, if I split in front of the idol, hishtin bifaneha, or I urinated in front of the idol, I was mashtin, garara, or if I dragged it in the mud, zarak balasatsoa, or if I threw tsoa at the idol, in any of these cases, hareza eina betela. That is not bittel. Why is that not bittel? It's pretty disgusting. Why is that not bittel? Because maybe you're just angry at it now. You're not giving it up. If you permanently dent it, if you permanently chop off some part of it, that's bittel. But again, maybe you're just mad. Just mad. So, but tomorrow you'll worship it again. So that is not called bittel. That is why the Ritva here says all of these items of rakak, or kata, I'm sorry, rakak or hishtin or gara, it's only if you did it bederech akroy. You happen to do it once or twice. But if you do it in a kavua way, so then that would be called a bittel. Pirish dafka nokat hai lishna, shasakin lafi shah. It says hishtin, you happen to be mashtin, or rakak. Abel osakin tadir vadei batzla. If you do that many times, tadir always vadei batzla. Ulahaki, that's why it doesn't say rokek mashtin. It says rakak. You happen to do it once. And he says, Kidisa beperakol atzlamim. Like we had earlier. Where did we have earlier? You remember Mem Dalet Abayis. What was one of Rabbi Gamliel's answers to the Apikoros? How is he taking a bath in the Aphrodite bathhouse? So what did he say? He says, would you go into your bathhouse, would you go into your idol naked? Would you be mashed on your idol? Here all the waste goes onto the idol. So that was one of his rayas that it wasn't a real Avodah Zarah. So it says the Ritva same thing here. That was Derek Kavua. So that Gemara, Mem Dalet Abayis, is a riot to over here. Why? But Derek Kavua, it would be considered a bittel. If you look at the Meiri says, I don't think that's a raya. That Gemara over there is not a raya. Why? Because over there, it was set up originally like that. If an idol was set up originally, that was Rabbi Gamliel's point. It's made bekavua b'derech bizayin. It's made that the sewage goes onto the avodah zara. So that's derech kavua. That's where you would say it's a permanent bittul. That's where you say it was ever an avodah zara in the first place. But here, even a bittul afterwards, it would require something more. Okay, so that's a machlokas. We've shown him whether there's a raya from Mem Dalid to the diak over here that it was only done b'derech arai. Last line of the Mishnah, machra o mishkana. Let's say a guy sold his idol or gave it as a mashkon, gave it as a collateral. I'll let you borrow 100 shkalim, and you know this would be, I usually say dollars. I got to try to start transferring, right? Or mishkana, or and if I don't pay you back, you can have this idol. So you see, he's not so connected to the idol. So is that enough? So Rabbi Omer Bitel, V'chal Omer Lo Bitel. So Machlokas, as we'll see more, Be'ez Hashem in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Kilo Chisra B'Maim Bitel. If I didn't, in the case of denting, if I didn't remove any part of it, why is that called a Bitel? So I chiseled part of it off, or I dented part of it. I didn't chisel any off. So why is that called a Bitel? So Amir Zera Shepachsa B'Fanah. You did it in its face. So you really, you smoothed out the face. So it's not called a bittel, even though you didn't remove any metal, but that's already called a bittel. How do I know in these cases it is not called a bittel, and I'm still worried that you're going to go serve it again? Because the pasuk says, when you're starving and you get angry and you curse your king and the gods, and even after that you might go turn back to God. See a remez that even after throwing away an avodah zara, you turn to Hashem. What does it say right after that? You'll look back to the ground one day, and it's only dark. Even though you cursed the gods and then you turn to Hashem, El Eretz Yabit, you will eventually go back. There's a chance you might go back, and therefore, just doing something in an interim moment, in a Shas Kas, that is not called a bittul.
Could we be concerned
it's a form of avoda? Let's say you know for sure. That's what we must be talking about. You know for sure this is not the derech avoda of the idol, right? It would be clear. You'd see, you know, the everything around the idol. You'd know how they worship it. Right? I would assume that it was not common to serve it like pa'or. That's why pa'or gets a lot of press, because it's very unusual. Or Marcolis. So and that's why those get those are unique. Okay, continue. Machro Mishnah Rabbi Omer Bita v'chul. So we have the Machlokas and the Mishnah, Rabbi and the Chachamim. If I sell it or I offer it as a mashkon, is that good enough for Bittel? So, Ze'iri Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav. Rechad Amar Machlokas B'Tzorfeo V'Kochavim. The whole Machlokas, if a guy sold his idol, the whole Machlokas, is that called a Bittel? The Machlokas is only if you sold it to a Tzoref Ovid Kochavim, a smith, a blacksmith, who melts down metals. Ovid Kochavim, goy, that's the machlokas. Aval Betzorif Yisrael, Dibriachol Bitel. But if sold it to a Jew, it's for sure Bevutel, because sold it to a Jew, you know what a Jew's going to do with it. Jew's not going to use it as an idol. So if you sold it to a Jew, everybody agrees. But the Chad Omar, Betzorif Yisrael Machlokas. And some say, no, the machlokas is if you sold it to a Jew. Only or even, that's going to be the next question of the Gemara. But before that, there is a discussion here why it uses the lashon of tsoreif. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says the word tsoreif is lav dafka. The same, you could just take out the word tsoreif and it could be the same statement. The machlokas is only if you sell to a guy, because you don't know if the guy is going to, is that called a bittul or not? Because you might say that he's going to use it. But if you sell to a Jew, the Jew might the Jew, you can assume, will not worship it, and therefore that's called a bittul. That's what Rashi said. Why does it say tsoreif? Because usually that's who deals with metals. Tosfos says, no. Tsoreif is dafka the ikker, because the machlokas is by a tsoreif ovi kochavim, because you don't know if he's going to smelt it down and use it for something else. That's the machlokas. But tsoreif Yisrael is bittul, because for sure Jew's going to smelt it down. That's why he bought it. But if it's not a tsoreif, if it's not a tsoreif, so maybe a Jew's going to sell it. Right? It's dafka tsoreif. That's an important part of the discussion. That's what Tosfos says on top. He quotes Aval Tsoreif Yisrael. I'm sorry, Rashi and Tosfos both say it's lav dafka, and the Ramban, another Rishonim, say it is dafka. Tosa Tosa on top says Lav Dafka Tzoref Tafilu Sheino Tzoref Nami to call Yisrael Lagabi Ovik Kachadim Ketzarfin. All Jews are like Tzarfin, meaning all Jews you can assume they will smelt it down. So that is Rashi. That's Rashi does a favorish, but Rashi does not make a big deal about its being a Tzoref. And the Ramban, look at the other Rishonim here, they say that it is Dafka talking about a Tzoref. Good. But the second opinion says that the machlokas is even by a Jew. So the question the Gemara asks is Ziboyelahu. But sorry if Yisrael machlokas, is the machlokas only by a Jew? But if you give it to a guy for sure, that does not constitute a bittel. O Dilma, bebeze machlokas. Or does the second opinion say they're both machlokas? Again, the first opinion says the machlokas is only by a guy. By a Jew, for sure it's bittel. The second one, we're not sure. So Tashma. To Amar Rebbe. Rebbe once said, Nirin Dvarai Kishemachra Lachabla, Vidire Chaveirai Kishemachra Laovda. My words, I think my shita makes sense when it was sold to be destroyed, and my friend's word makes sense when it was sold to worship. So what exactly does that statement mean? What are the cases? My Lachabla, my Laovda. What do those statements mean? Ilema Lachabla, Lachabla Mamish, Laovda, Laovda Mamish. If it means literally, if it was sold to be destroyed, if it was sold to be worshipped. So how could they be machlokas in those cases? My time at the Rebita, my time at the Amar Lobital. If you say it was sold to be destroyed, so of course it's mavutal. If it was sold to be worshipped, of course it's not mavutal. He wouldn't say, my shita makes sense. If you say my shita makes sense, that means it's a machlokas in the case. And my shita makes sense. Or their shita makes sense. Wouldn't be that there's no machlokas. So that can't be what the Rebbe's statement is talking about. So elolav, it must be the following. L'chavla, l'misha asid l'chavla. What does l'chavla mean? It means one day is going to be destroyed. Maybe not now, but lo asid l'chavla. Umanu tzarev Yisrael. And who do you assume that is? Tzarev Yisrael. Meaning, I like my shita, Rebbe says, that there is bittel by a tzorev Yisrael. That's what l'chavla means, where it could be that it's going to be destroyed. So you see there's a machlokas by Tzoref Yisrael. Ula ovda, lemisha asa lovda. And lovda means something who could worship it later on. Umana tzoref avikachavim. But what do you see from that? Shma mina, beimazeh machlokas. You see there's a machlokas in both cases. So it's got to be that's what that second opinion holds. The first opinion holds it's only machlokas about tzoref avikachavim. The second opinion holds that it's machlokas, but unclear. Is it a machlokas by both or just by a Jew? So you see from Rebbe's statement here, according to this interpretation, that it's a machlokas by both. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Lo, hachi ka'amar. This is what Rebbe might mean, and it might not have anything to do. Any right, it might not bear any connection to our question. Amar Rebbe, nirin dvarai l'chaveirai. He's saying there is no machlokas. That's how you interpret it. My word, it wasn't nirin dvarai. It doesn't mean what I think. My words appear to my friends, meaning there's no machlokas. In the case of kishemachra l'chavlo manutzarif Yisrael. You can interpret his words like that. My words make sense to them, meaning there's no machlokas. Baya Yisrael, sh'af chaveirai lo nechlego alayel kishemachra l'ovda. My friends only argued on me when it was sold to worship. Ava l'chavla modeli. But if it was sold l'chavla, which means sorry, Yisrael, they would agree. Which could be, therefore, version one of the machlokas. Like we said, the first chadamar, so we still don't know what the second shita holds. Whether he would say it's a machlokas by both, or only a machlokas by Tzoref Yisrael. Okay, no answer given. Weiter. Meisvei, let's just try to ask kashas on one of them. Meisvei says the Gemara, later on. Halokeach grutos ben ovdekachavim. Let's say I buy grutos. There's no, just shards of silver. Shards of silver. I buy a bunch of silver. And umatzaba hen ovikachavim. Among this big silver that I bought, I found an idol. I find a little peso. So what's the halacha? Im atshelo nosan mos mashach. If the Jew did a kinyan meshicha on the idol before he paid the money, so then yachzir. Just give back the idol. Just give back the idol. That's all you have to do. Because it doesn't look like you didn't take money, you didn't pay the money yet. So once you give it back, you're undoing what you did. Undoing what you did, that's all you have to do. Right, Rashi says here, it was a meshicha bataus. Right, it was a false, you didn't want to be kona the idol, which would then make it impossible to be mevatalit. So you can just give it back to the guy can be mevatalit, and then you can take it back. That was a meshicha bataus. But the im mishen nasan mos mashach. But once you paid money, so then Rashi explains, even though it was a mishicha betaus, still it looks like you sold, you bought it. Still it looks like you bought it. Fourth to last line of Rashi, mechzi kman de mizvin. It looks like you bought it. So even though the zavin, right? Even though once he sold it, so then you know. Even on, at least on a drabana level, we're not going to let you be mavatalit. So therefore, yolchli amamelach, you got to throw it out. You got to throw it out. So says the Gemara, e amid bishlam of it. Sorry, if you shroil machlokas, if you say that there's a machlokas about if he sold it to a Jew, so hamani rabbanani. So then this brisa is the shita of the rabbanan, because the rabbanan say you can't do bittul, and here once he the Jew bought it, said no bittul can be done. But if you say when a guy sells it, let's go with Rashi Pshat, that sorry if it's not important. If you say, Rashi Atosis, if you say that everybody agrees that if he sells to a Jew it's called bittul, so why in this case is it not bittul? The act itself of the guy selling it to the Jew should be the bittul. Answer, Hamani, who is this according to? So Gemara said, no, there's a difference. There's a difference between a regular case of a guy selling it to a Jew, which is called a bittul, and this case. Why? Shiny hasam da adaita de gruto zavin. Over here, the guy, there's a good chance, doesn't even know the idols amongst the things he sold. He just gave a whole bag, a whole sack of grutos, and therefore, who says he knows about it? Therefore, you can't assume that's bittul. But adaita davas gachavim lo zavin. Right over there, he didn't know he had idols in there. What changed it from the Havamina? So the Ritva says the Havamina was that it was, I'll read it to you, Pirish. First he says the Maskana. The Maskana was that the seller doesn't know he has Avodah Zarah in there. Avamanda Mosivla in the Havamina, the buyer might not know what's in the bag, but the seller always knows what's in the bag. He always knows what he's getting rid of. So that is a machlokas. Just does the seller always know what he's selling or not? Good. Tana Rabbanan, second to last line. Next section. Lava aleha. Oh no! If again, the same case as Mishkana. If Ovigohavim borrows money and he offers the avodah zarah as a mashkon, oshenafla aleha mapoles, or a building fell onto the idol, and the guy doesn't really take the effort to try to uncover it. So it's kind of a bittul b'sheva al tase. Does that work? Oshe ganvu alistim. Or the idol was stolen, and he doesn't really put ads up. I lost my idol, if anybody could find it. Oh, shinichu b'aylam alchalim dinas ayam. Or he left it at home when he moved. Right, he moved and he left it at home. So in all these cases, are these called bittles? Right, he didn't smash it and he didn't say anything. So im asidin lachzer kimelchemes Yehoshua eina betela. If the non-Jew, if the Ovigal Chavim is destined to return, like in the war of Yehoshua, no idea what that means yet. We'll have to see what that means. The Gemara will explain it. Eina betela. So if they're going to come back, it is not a bittle. But again, if they are not coming back, we'll have to see what that means. But if they're not coming back, then it is a bittul. So the Gemara will first talk about that diak. Why do we need all these cases to tell me that if they're not coming back, it is a bittul? Vitzricha. We need all the cases. Why? The Tana lava alei. If I just had the case of a mashkon, I gave it as a mashkon. Midelo zavna lo batzla. Maybe, I'm sorry. Why do we need all the cases to tell me that maybe it's not a bittul in all these cases? Because in the case of the mashkon, look, he didn't sell it. He's hoping to pay back the money. So maybe that's not called a bittul. I will not fall in my poles. But if the building falls in it and he does not try to uncover it, me the low kamathanila, if he's not trying to uncover the rocks, ema bituli batzli. So maybe that is called a nullification. Sricha, that's why you need that case to tell me maybe it's not, if he's a sidal achsar. V'yim tana nafla l'mapolas. And if you only have that case, mishum desavar hamanchis. Hey, I know it's under the rubble. Well, I'll get around to it. Kol emas debi'ina la shakilna la. I can still take it whenever I want. It's here. Right, is that, he doesn't have yeyish on it. Still in his rishus. Avol ganvu halistim. But if it was stolen, midalo kama hader abasra bitule batla. But maybe since he doesn't try to get it back, and therefore he might lose it forever. That's called a bittul tzrichas. That also is why you need that case that it's not called a bittul if he's going to come back to it eventually. V'itana ganvu alistim, and in the next case, if it was stolen, mishav desavar. Maybe in that case, it's not called a bittul. Why? E-O, because he says to himself, E-O v'kacham v'shakala miflak palachla. Hey, if a non-Jew stole it, he's going to use it anyway. Wonderful. Isha Yisrael shakla. And if a Jew stole it, say, good, he'll sell it to a guy. But if he moved and he left it at home, that's where you need that case as well. Semicolon, stop there for a second. What does the Gemara say? If an Ovig HaChavim says, hey, my idol was stolen, that's fine, they'll use it. What about using Svarim without permission? Post can talk about using svarim without permission, using items, right? The Gemara here says, oh, the guy will think, oh, that's wonderful, he's using my idol, great for him. So do we say the same thing, Latova? The same thing for if a, right, so as you go into a base medrash, and a sefer says, Asher l'shamish b'li rishus. So you know somebody obviously had a bad experience before, that he must have lost his prize sefer, and that's why he wrote that. Generally, it says nothing, or betalt al ramas, or let's say it says nothing. Are you allowed to use somebody's sefer? So the post can say, if you put it back in the exact same place, and you don't use it in a way that could be destructive to the sefer, and the assumption is that a person will be happy that you're using his farm. Similar to this line over here. What about tzitzes? What about talus and tefillin? That's the big discussion. Talus and tefillin? So the tzitz Eliezer has an interesting tshuva, where he talks about, maybe there's a difference between talus and tefillin. We mentioned this. Rabbi Eider quotes this tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer in his Sefer on Tefillin. So maybe there's a difference why a tefillin goes directly on the body, why a talus does not. Maybe that's why people will be more machped about their tefillin than about their talus, number one. Number two, tefillin might not be wrapped up in the same way. I wrap my tefillin the same way. Talus, okay, you fold the talus. But a tefillin, maybe you'll wrap it up differently. And I'm going to be machped about that. Number three, every time you wear tefillin, if you put it on somebody else's head, it's either going to stretch it or you're going to pull it. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be affected. So it's not going to be ke'insha gazal, so to speak, ke'insha sha'al. So there are a couple of reasons why the Tzitz Eliezer says, you know, maybe there's a difference between talus and tefillin. Talus, if you can sure borrow without permission, maybe not tefillin. Maybe people will be makran on tefillin, and therefore one should ask. The shaila was, it was in a hospital. That in a hospital, somebody came to be in a hospital with a relative, and he goes to the base medrash in the hospital, maybe in Shari Tzedek, and he comes out, he finds tefillin there, so he doesn't have his own tefillin. Maybe he had to run to the hospital. So do you assume that it's okay? So the Tzitz Eliezer also says, who knows, in a hospital, maybe if somebody's sick, even though it doesn't make sense, germs aren't passed through the arms and the head, but still, you know, maybe people don't think really so logically in those type of circumstances, and therefore it would be a problem. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Imasidin lachzor kimelchemes Yoshua eina betela. So we had that line. If they're going to come back, like in Yoshua, like the Emorim, we're going to come back, it's not batel. Says the Gemara, what? Midi melchemes Yoshua meder hader? Did the Emorites come back after Yoshua Benun came in and defeated the 31 kings? They never came back. So what does that mean if they're going to come back like in Yoshua? So no, hachi kamar, this is what it means. Imasidin lachzor harehein kimelchemes Yoshua vein lebetela. They thought they were going to come back. If they thought, therefore that's not called a bittul. They thought they were going to come back like in Mechemes Yeshua, and therefore there's no bittul. Why do we pick that war out of all the wars that you could have picked? Why is this Brisa tola it on the war of Yeshua? So Milsa Agav Berachah Kamashpalat. It's just to teach me something Derech Agav as follows. Kihadam Rav Yehuda Merav. If you just said in the name of Rav, a halacha we had already, Yisrael should zakav lavena l'shachvos love. If a Jew stood up a brick lengthwise, right, so that the tall part is standing up, so you can see clearly it was stood up, and he's going to bow down to it. But before he comes to bow down to it, a guy comes and says, wait a minute, and the guy quickly bows down to it before the Jew bows down to it. Uba ovikachav l'shachvos love. The halacha is asra. The halacha is the guy has asra that. What do you mean he answered it? Eid on the most of Darvashayna Shalom. If a guy comes over to my tree and bows down to my tree, or even my couch, doesn't become Asr, Eid on the most of Darvashayna Shalom. Why is here different? So Rashi explains, based on what the Gemara is about to say, but here the Jew was Megala his Da'as, that he's happy with serving this brick. And therefore, once he's megal his das, that's enough to get over the problem of ein adam oser davar sheinu shelo. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Umidala da'asra. How do we know that? How do we know that concept, that once a Jew is megala da'as, so then if a guy worships idols, so then it would be Nasar? Amar Belazar ketchila shel Eretz Yisrael. You know it from history, as follows. Dama Rachmana. This is, we quoted Iran yesterday about Eretz Yisrael being Yerusha Me'avosehem and Shakla Vitarya. He basically got it from this Gemara right here. We quoted Iran yesterday, but really this is where he gets the source of his discussion from. So the Torah says, Va'asherei Yeptisrevan Be'ej, you have to burn all the Asherah trees when you go there, it's still in fire. Michdi, 1 second, says the Gemara. Yerusha Hilohem Me'avosehem. What do you mean? When you go in, this land belonged to Avram Avinu. It looked Avram Avinu. So what kind of Asherah trees are you going to have to burn? Right? All the trees were Avram Avinu, so they were never able to answer it in the first place. So what do you have to do anything for? The Ibishun Hanach Meikara. What if they're very, very old trees from the time before Avram Avinu came in? Right? What if it's before Lach Lecha, this week's Parsha? What if it's trees from the time period of this week's Parsha? Right? The Midrashim say that the Mabul did not go on Eretz Yisrael. So those trees, they've been there forever. So, what about those trees? So, just force them to be mevatel. What do you have to burn them for? Force them, Oriyim, before they leave, to be mevatel. So, what's the problem here? What are we talking about? Which trees are we talking about burning? Ella, what must be the case? What must be the issue? Mi depalku Yisrael la'egel. Once B'nai Yisrael started bowing down to the egel, dancing around the egel, golu adaitaihu, denichalu b'avodas kochavim. Wow. Right? The egel changed things. They were magal das, that they're very happy with idol worship. And therefore, the chiasu, and this is the lashon that the Ron had yesterday, the chiasu of the kochavim, shlichusa ditu avdi. And once they started bowing down to the trees in Eretz Yisrael at that time, so it's as if they're the shlichim of a Jew, meaning Adam Oser, Davar Sheinu Shelo. And all these things, because even though they belong to Avram Avinu, the second the Jews were Megala Das, so therefore they became Ne'esar. By the way, this has ramifications. Does this Gemara prove that the Egel was a Avodah Zarah? Right, Machlokas Rishonim, in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi, the Ramban, all the Rishonim get into the act. The Ramban says it was not real Avodah Zarah. Right, they just wanted substitute Moshe Rabbeinu as an intermediary. So does this Gemara shed light on that? So you have to say, Pashas is that yes, Pashas is that it is Avodah Zarah. But what, the Jews of Megala Das, they were happy with quasi, not real Avodah Zarah, and that would be good enough to allow the Goyim to worship and Aser the Asherahs? So the Pashas is that this Gemara is a Raya, that the Egel was real Avodah Zarah. That's the Pashas of the Gemara. It's the Pashas. So says the Gemara, so Hachanami, that's the source of the Hafalei Halacha. Yisrael Shezakav Levena, once a Jew stood up the rock, Gal Yadaite Denichalei Bevaris Kochavim, he's happy about it's being an idol. And once a guy comes and worships it, Shlichus Didei Kavid. Right? So therefore, that's why it says Yoshua Ben Nun, to give a remez to the time period of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, to teach me that there's another halacha that you learn out from that time period. That's why that it says Kemelchemes Yoshua. Period. Says the Gemara. 1 minute. V'dilma. There's a lot to talk about here, but let's just finish. V'dilma be'egel hu denichalahu b'midiachini lo. Maybe it's just the egel. Who says all idols at that time? Maybe just the egel. So the Gemara says no. Amar kra ela Elohecha Yisrael malamech ivu alokus harbe. So Rashi quotes that they desired a lot of gods. Rashi quotes this because he likes this Gemara. He thinks it's real Avodah Zarah, Rashi Kisisa. So you see, they liked a lot of gods, so all the gods evolved at that time. Ema called the Mahadi Ego Nitzru, we got a Melech Nishtari. Oh, maybe it was only items that were there at the time of the Ego, but then he sold the Tshuva. So if the Tshuva shouldn't be also anymore, so the Gemara says, okay, Man Muchach. But which is which? Which is it? You don't know which is which. You just got to assume all of them are problematic. Okay, that is the Gemara. So first of all, one of the Dvar Halacha, Tosfos says here, Ba Ovid Kochavim. So if an Ovid Kochavim bows down to your brick, so that you don't say a general point. Says Tosfos, Pirush Lo Osa Lavena Atzma, Asher Zakav Yisrael, Avo Ba Ovid Kochavim, Vizakav Acheres, Vishtach Vela Inan Eseres. The Dvar Lo Nichol, Yisrael Lo Ba Osa Shezakav. right? Even though you might have read the Gemara, learning out from the Egel, that right when you get any item ready, then everything at that time you're happy with. So the Torah says, no, don't spread that. The Egel, all of Kal Yisrael, okay, maybe that could be all idols at that time. But in a regular case of a brick, you can limit it to specifically the brick. The language here in the Gemara was, Shlichu Sayu Ditu Avdi. Ah, so is this a raya? We know there are at least two other places. This is the question brought up by the Tosas Rid here. Goyim are included in Shlichus. So if you look at Rashi, Bamasiya Ayin Aleph, if you look at Rashi in Shabbos, beginning of the last parak, Rashi in two places says, Mefurish, Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra. Right? Rashi says it by, that's the source of Amir Lakum, according to Rashi. Discussed earlier back on Daf Tezayin in this Masechta. Rashi says a different source. But Rashi, where's a Kuf Lama Gimel? I wrote it down here. I think it's Kuf Lama Gimel in Shabbos. And Rashi there says, where's the Amir Lakum discussion? Where's my Amira? One second. Tezvav, sorry. Tezvav. So Rashi there says it's a different source, Bimso Chefsecha, but Rashi Kufnun Gimel. Beginning of the last parak. Kufnun Gimel, beginning of Misha Echshech. Rashi there says, Amir La'akam is also because Yesh Shlichus La'akam L'chumra. So Rashi in a few places, that's the pashas of this Gemara here. There is Shlichus La'akam L'chumra in these cases. Other Rishonim say, no. Right, Tosfos Rid says, it doesn't really mean Shlichus. Shlichus here is a, they use the Lashon, it just means that there's a Gilui Das that a Jew doesn't care about it. But it's just to get over the problem of Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shalom. But don't think that this is real Shlichus. Says the Tosfos Rid. Ra'isi Makshim, the Amrina Ein Shlichus L'Gai. Right? Vi Amrina Nami Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Right? What two problems. So says the Tosfos Rid. Ve'ein Zeh Kushya Shel Klum. The law Amrina Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera El Shlichus Chayev Sholcho. First of all, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera just means that the Avera is not transferred to the Mishaleach. Right, so that is the all that the Gemara means here. It does not mean that it's real shlich. But they quote the Machan Ephraim on the bottom in Shluchat Simon Yudalit, who also talks about this. Could you prove anything about shlich the Varavera, Yesh Shlich the Varavera here? That is the discussion. In the footnote here, the Tosas Rid, I didn't see this last week when we discussed it. Last week, 2 weeks ago, when we discussed on Daf Memhei, when we discussed mountains are a Nassar, but if you do an act, they are Nassar. So the Yerushalmi on that Gemara, if you remember, the Chassam Sofer quoted it, the Yerushalmi asked, so how did they build the Beis HaBechira? Right, was it, how did they build it? All the mountains were Nassar if they did a mice on it. So, the Yerushalmi asked, Nakasha, and the Gemara says, Lo haya har v'givish lo avdol em avodah zara. So, the footnotes of the Tosfos Rid, he says, maybe, kivan sheg avdu le'egel gilodaitem shemaskim umarshin l'gayim sheyadu avodah zara b'eretz Yisrael. The whole heter was because of the egel, l'chein yachul esrar. Ulam, maybe, I don't know what he gets this from, but he suggests, ein ze elo l'gabi shar eretz Yisrael. Aval gabi makam beisabchira galui viyadua shafilu hayisrael shobed avodazara arkedei tach shumaskim shal kol har vegiva yavdo gam avodazara mikom makam lo yaskim b'shumofan sheichalu as mikdash Hashem lavod avodazara b'makam shasin amikdash lamod al machonam. This is that even though they had gilui das here, they never had gilui das for Har Moriah. Come on, where Yitzchak was, where Noach was. Maybe the ladder, the Sulam, someplace related to Har Moriah, the bottom, the middle, depending on who you hold like, also beginning of Yetzay, but that is a discussion whether it is included in their Gili Das, and whether you have to give any other answers. The other issue given here is that we had to come on to this. Oh, it can't be anything that was worship. It must be the Gili Das. That's a riot. The Rishonim also discussed, maybe they did a Maisa to the trees. Maybe they planted the trees. So why shouldn't that? Maybe that's what it means. The Asherah trees have to be uprooted. Right? The Gemara says there's no other choice. You have to say it was from the Egel. So why can't you say there was a Maisa done to it? So the very answer is given in the Rishonim. One is the Ravid. The Ravid quoted in the Ramban here is that a Dover shall rob him. So even if a Maisa is done, ain't the most of Dover Shana Shalom. And this belongs to the Rabbim. Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. So even if a mice is done, it's not going to Aser. Okay, says the Mishnah. Avodas kochavim shehinichua ovdeha b'shashalom utaris. If an ovei kochavim, he left his idol at a time b'shashalom. He wasn't forced out, he just left. So mutaris, you can assume that's a bittel, because he wasn't rushing out. So you assume he was mavatel by leaving it there. B'shas mochama asura. But if he left at a time of war, meaning he rushed out, so it's still lesser, because you can't assume that he forgot it. Maybe he just didn't have time to take it. The Mordechai asks, but why isn't this like ne'enas? You could force a guy to be mevatel it. So why isn't this like force again? The situation forced him. So what's the difference? So that's where I mentioned this Mordechai at the beginning of the parak. That's where the Mordechai says, when you force, you need a maisa. If it's done, birtzono, so then all you need is a machshava bebitul, if it's done birtzono, and that's the first half, that b'sha shalom. But if it's forced, you need a maisa done. Sorry? And maybe I see the malachsar. Maybe it's just bochama, we assume that they're just running out. They don't have das lachsar. Okay, so that's the Mordechai's raya. Be musa'o shel malachim. What if you have platforms of malachim? What are be musa'o shel malachim? So Rashi explains that sometimes when the king used to walk through the parade through the streets, they used to take the idols out of the idol houses and bring them to the street to meet the king. And they used to put them on these platforms, these pedestals. And they put it on. The king used to come down and bow down to them. Wonderful. So the pedestals themselves, Hare Elu Mutaros, they're mutter, b'pnei shamidu l'son b'shosh ha-malachim ofrim, because they are used to put the idol on. Why is that a reason l'heter? The Gemara will explain. Let's just continue a little bit more first. Amar v'yirmi b'aba amar rav, base Nimrod. The house of Nimrod. What's the house of Nimrod? Rashi says, Migdal Bavel. Wow. Also this week's parsha. Migdal Bavel. Why, what happened when Hashem spread them out? When Hashem scattered Migdal Bavel, all the people? So that's considered B'Shah Shalom. There was no war there. They left. They were scattered. Right? They got angry with each other. Right? But that's considered B'Shah Shalom. And therefore, if you find a piece of Migdal Bavel today, it's mutter. Even though you might say, oh, it was like a war. Hashem forced them to separate. No. They could have come back. Because they didn't, he was mevatel it. The Tosfos read also here discusses, does this really mean the Migdal Bavel? Maybe it means the palace, it says base Nimrod. Maybe it means the house that Nimrod made for himself. That's what the Tosfos read thinks, but not Dafka, the Migdal itself. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue tomorrow talking more about issues of this platform that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop.